Recent word that tobacco sales at CVS drugstores would be going up in smoke soon has created momentum among groups and organizations trying to reduce the use of cigarettes and cigars to single-digit percentages. Bill Pfeiffer, president and CEO of the American Lung Association of the Southwest, says the CVS announcement could be a game changer.
That was an unbelievable statement being made by a major retailer in the United States. To have a retailer that size make a commitment and, of course, as they've reported, how much revenue that they anticipate they're going to be giving up, I think really sent a strong message that CVS is really out there for their consumers.
Bill, you were a leader in 2006 on the Smoke-Free Arizona Act, which prohibited smoking in enclosed public places. It's just less than a decade later, but are people more open to this?
Yes and no. I mean, on one hand, I think, you know, this is just kind of that next step. Really, the country is embracing and saying, okay, yeah, it's kind of what's becoming the norm, not only here in the Southwest, but in the United States. So, you know, on one hand, and my career goes back to the 80s. And so, you know, when I began working for the Lung Association, you could still smoke on an airplane.
Right.
And so today, we would never imagine that you could ever smoke on an enclosed airplane like that. So we've come quite a ways, but I think what and especially the Surgeon General's report that came out in January really stressed was, but we got so much further to go.
Bill, people can go buy tobacco on reservations. Since we're talking about sovereign nations there, how difficult a challenge is that? Is that more of a problem with the Native American population?
You know, years ago it was more of a problem, but I will tell you in the last 5 to 8 years, I personally began to see a switch in that the sovereign nations are becoming more concerned about the public health of their residents as well. And now you're seeing a lot of the Native American lands really put together their own public health programs. So I think that we're starting to see a change there. And then even in the areas of some of the casinos where we're seeing some efforts by some of the tribes to say, listen, you know, we want to make sure that we're catering to our guests. The majority of our guests are non-smokers. You know, perhaps we ought to look at either going to non-smoking or having non-smoking areas. So I think we're starting to see some change within that community as well.
What's next for your efforts here in the Southwest to reduce smoking?
Still continuing in the area of secondhand smoke, we still have a large population of folks that live in multi-housing units, apartment complexes. And those folks, you know, it's a person's private residence, but then, you know, the person next door might be a cigarette smoker, and that smoke gets into their unit as well. And that is still a problem. And again, it could be a child next door who suffers from asthma. So we have been working really on a volunteer basis with apartment complex owners, multi-housing unit owners, to say, listen, you can do this on your own. And really trying to help them understand the business benefits of providing a smoke-free multi-housing unit. And I think that that's kind of the next thing that we're going to start seeing happen is that you're going to see maybe a local apartment complex advertising and marketing, we're smoke-free, and really catering to smoke-free residents.
Bill Pfeiffer, he's president and CEO of the American Lung Association of the Southwest.